Hello, my name is Joan Lingard. When I was asked if I would write a short story on the theme of elsewhere, one particular place came straight into my mind, and one particular time, and that was 1989 in a country on the Baltic state that was belonged to the Soviet Union at that time, and it was Latvia. We went on our very first visit there to see the house in the country where my husband had grown up as a child, the house his father had built, because he was a city architect of Riga. Everything about the place was so vastly different from Scotland, both in its mood and the state of the country, because everything was run down, but and yet it was a very attractive country, and it reminded me of Speyside. Also, when I was writing the story, I kept feeling references to other places coming up, like when I refer that we'd come in the train from Leningrad, and that the car we were in had been paid for by my mother-in-law in Toronto, and when we went to visit the Loos in a particular collective farm, it reminded me of rural campsites in the Auvergne many years ago when we used to go. Everything that I saw or felt seemed to refer to other places and other times, so that a kind of whole collection of sort of webs were interlocking. The atmosphere, of course, was very oppressive. The Soviet Union was dominating everything, and yet it was on a point of turning, because after we'd been in the country and we'd come back, we stop at the Freedom Monument, a big high monument in the center called Milda, and Russian soldiers were guarding it. But yet a car stopped and a couple got out, a Latvian couple, and put flowers at the bottom, which was kind of like a sign that the people were becoming bolder and that there was a whiff of revolution in the air. The house, again, that when we went, belonged to another time. It belonged to elsewhere, because nothing had been done to it since the 30s. It was falling into disrepair, and yet it was a very fine house. It had beautiful murals on the walls. It had people, lodgers, put in there by the Russians. And we went to see the country graveyard, which again belonged like to another time, because it was very, very rural with flowers. The Latvians absolutely love flowers. They decorate everything with flowers. This very simple pieces of stone and all the flowers growing round in the graveyard. It was like being taken back in time to the 30s. Apart from the place being so different, it was the time also that I felt was so different. And it was not anything that I had experienced before. It was the first time I'd gone anywhere into the Soviet Union. And so the references kept coming and going to the different places. And it was a very emotional visit, going back to the house where my husband had lived when he was young, and the house that the family had fled from when the Russians were coming in 1944, not knowing where the eldest son, my brother-in-law, the one who's still in Latvia, was. He was in fact a prisoner of the Russians by that time and ended up in Sakhalin. So that was another thing, the whole island of Sakhalin in my head. As I say, so many references to so many different places. The day especially of all that trip does stand out for me, and it was such a beautiful sunny day, and the contrast of coming in and going even to the collective farm to have our lunch, because there weren't any restaurants around that were open, and these long wooden trestles with the farm workers all eating their soup and so forth. It was such a tremendous experience that when I started to write the story, it was just there. I didn't even have to kind of think about it. I didn't have to construct it. I just sat down and wrote it straight through. It seemed to sum up so much about what has happened in the world. There's been such a change. Europe has changed so much. That country no longer exists in that way. It is a different place now as it was before. And it's just one of many countries that went through this revolution. And I decided not to name the place actually in the story. It could be any country that went through that whole revolution and change.